Hey Arcaders, it's UberNerd527 here, and welcome to another episode of Pokemon Rewind, the podcast where we are going over episodes of the Pokemon anime through random story arcs. We are currently in the Orange Island story arc, and welcome to our 10th episode of the Pokemon Rewind podcast. I'm so glad that you guys are enjoying this, and I'm so glad that we finally reached this milestone here. In just a moment, you're going to be hearing from me and Sayako, who's joining me again to do this episode. So again, big thanks to them. But I wanted to really quickly go over some brand new developments that have happened since we recorded this. So first, as you know, this month is the 20th anniversary of Pokemon. And to celebrate, we are going to have a special episode of the Pokemon Rewind podcast. We're going to go over the movie, Pokemon the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back. We're also going to be, I have also invited a lot of my friends who are big Pokemon fans to go ahead and give their Pokemon memories. And we also want you to join us and also join in doing this as well. So what we want you to do is we want you to go onto the site, thearcadearchives.com. Again, it's thearcadearchives.com. And you can actually look at the questions. I will put it in the description below, but you can also see the questions on thearcadearchives.com on any of the newer Pokemon Rewind posts. There you'll see a list of questions. What I want you to do is I want you to answer record yourself answering these questions and giving some Pokemon memories. Try not to make it more than 7 minutes long, and remember that we are a family show, or we try to be a family show, so please keep the language to a bare minimum, please. PG rating is what we want to try to stay with, okay? And if you send it to us by February 15th, we will put your interview in the podcast. Now, to send it to us, you have to send it to us at our email address, which is talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. Again, that's talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. Send it to us by, again, February 15th. You would actually be able to hear yourself on the podcast. Now, also, we are going to have a special Pokemon event here in the Orlando area. If you live in the Orlando area, Orlando, Florida, we are going to have a special event at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles in Winter Garden, in junction with Lucky Straw's Boba Tea Cafe. We are doing a special Pokemon Day. If you're a big Pokemon fan, this is going to be a really fun day for you. This will be February 27th, which will be Saturday, and it pretty much will be all day, but we're going to have special events that happen throughout the day. So first, I will be there in person, and I will be getting people to record for the 20th anniversary podcast. I will be doing videotaping an unboxing of the 20th anniversary new 3DS that will be out on that day. I will also kind of be there to kind of MC and host everything, so that'll be kind of cool. If you go to Crumbs World and spend more than $10, you get a free mystery Pokeball, and inside will be some all kinds of really cool and fun things inside there. And if you go over to Lucky Straw's Boba Tea Cafe, you can actually get a specialty Pokemon drink. Now, we're also going to be having a cosplay contest, so if you come in costume as your favorite Pokemon character, we're going to be judging some of them and giving out prizes, as well as we're going to have a video game tournament. I'm very excited about this. We're going to have a video game tournament. It's going to be very much the VGC or Video Game Championship rules, so the official Pokemon rules, so double battles, and it's going to be really, really cool, and it's going to be $3 to sign up, and if you do sign up, you get a little prize package. The package includes a coupon for Crumbs World, a free small boba tea, and we'll have a special edition picture done by me of Brad the Surfing Pikachu and Kari. So if you're a big fan of my Tales from the Game Grid, a comic, and you know who Brad the Surfing Pikachu is and Kari the Pichu is, then you'll get a special edition picture from with them on it. So I'm very, very excited to announce this finally to you guys. We've been working on this for a while now, and we're very, very excited to bring this to you. So please join us on the 27th. That'll be a Saturday of this month, and we hope to see you out there. So, without further ado, it's time to go back into this episode. Again, this episode is episode 10, and we're going to be talking about an episode called Bye Bye Psyduck. Enjoy!
Now, you're probably hearing another voice in the booth today.
In the corner.
In the corner booth. That's because Sayaku.
Sayako.
Sayako. I'm trying to get it.
You'll get it one day.
Sayako is here again. I wanted to make sure she came for this episode because this is a Misty-centric episode.
And I do love me some Misty.
And yeah, I'm a huge Misty fan as well. I remember the first time I fought her in the gym. It was very hard for me because I started with Charmander.
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice.
And I just had a hard time beating her. Also, I just kind of like the character in the anime. I like that she, I don't know, she feels more realistic than a lot of the other companions.
She's sassy. I think she's sassy. And plus, I actually have always liked water Pokemon. They've always been my favorite type, and so I always have a connection with her because, I mean, Vaporeon is my favorite Pokemon of all time.
Yeah.
I have my own water team, so I've always loved the water type much more than any other type. So I got that connection with Misty.
Well, I figured she would love to come back and do this episode. And
I'm super happy to be back.
I'm very, very excited. So let's get into this. This is episode 91 of the Pokemon Podcast, and it premiered on February 26, 2000.
Remember the Y2K panic?
Yeah, I remember that.
I vaguely remember that.
We were all outside waiting for all the computers to crash. I remember that.
I was 9, so I really didn't understand Y2K meant. I just kept hearing the phrase. It's like, what's Y2K, Dad? And Dad's like, don't worry about it, Stacey, you're fine. Okay.
All right, so I don't have too many facts about this episode. One of the things is that this is the first appearance, the first non-banned appearance of Misty's special lure, which is shaped like her.
It's been banned?
And there was an episode previous, episode 35, which featured Dratini. And the reason they banned it was because they go to the Safari Zone, and the warden basically points a gun at Ash.
Yeah, I've heard of this episode.
And is like gun-centric and points a gun at Ash, and it didn't make it to the United States till much. Actually, they showed it once. I don't think they showed it since. But
Four Kids was super, you know.
But anyways, this is the first non-banned appearance of Misty's special lure, which this joke actually runs throughout. This is another very running gag thing. This joke appears again in Black and White. Silent has a special lure, and it looks just like him as well. So I just thought that was just kind of funny.
Maybe these special lures may be.
I don't know. I don't know.
Also, why do you want a fish or a Magikarp? You want someone that looks like you.
I don't know. Well, anyways.
I'm good. Thank God.
Really, this is the only facts about the actual episode. So I decided to look up some facts about Psyduck and Golduck, who are two Pokemon that we're going to be talking about in this episode a lot. Psyduck.
Psyduck, a water Pokemon, uses mysterious power to perform various attacks.
So Psyduck is a water type. Wow, that kind of came out. Psyduck is a water type. Pure water type.
He's a water type. I have no
Misty
idea.
Misty has a water type. Can you believe that?
That's shocking.
And the average height of a Psyduck is 2 feet, 7 inches. And the average weight is 48.2 pounds.
Okay.
I always believe that the height and weight that's in the Pokedex is always the average. It's not, doesn't mean every single Psyduck is going to be that exact height and that exact weight. It just means that generally this is, because I grew up in Florida, and gators, they have an average height and weight, but you can find gators that are huge, humongous.
I mean, so, I personally work with animals, and I always talk about how crocodiles are about 20 feet long.
Right.
But they don't mean there are shorter ones, that's just how long they can get.
Right. So Psyduck is weak against grass and electric because he's a pure water type. That's the only weaknesses he has. Which is actually not too bad if you're going to train a Psyduck in the game. You don't have too many weaknesses to worry about. He evolves into Golduck at episode 33. And his inspiration...
At episode 33?
Sorry. Level 33. Thank you. And his inspiration... This is going to shock you.
All
his
right.
inspiration comes from ducks and platypuses.
My entire world has changed.
Mine... blown. All right, so now let's talk about Golduck.
Golduck, the duck Pokemon, the evolved form of Psyduck. Golduck is very adept at using its webbed hands and feet, making it the fastest swimming Pokemon of all.
So, like we said, Psyduck evolves into a Golduck at level 33. Golduck are water types.
Yes.
They're about 5 feet, 7 inches, so almost the same height as a regular
That Golduck is taller than me. That's awkward.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then.
And they're usually about 168.9 pounds. Yeah. So, again, weak against grass and electric because he's only a water type. So, Golduck also is... Golduck and Psyduck are also very different because they also can learn psychic moves. Very similar to Staryu and Starmie, who also can learn psychic moves. They can also use that as well. Golduck is one of the few Pokemon that is obtainable in every core series game. Yeah, every single core series game, Golduck is available. You can find him in every single core Pokemon
game. I've only really ever used him once.
Right.
Through a main run. I think I used him in my Pearl game, and I mostly honestly use him as an HM slave.
Yeah, I usually find a Golduck and make him an HM slave myself because he can learn
strength, surf, waterfall, and then something else.
Probably cut. Yeah. So, inspirations. I always like to look up inspirations, and the inspiration from Golduck not only just came from ducks.
And platypuses.
And
platypi, I don't know what the
but
plural is.
The main influence for Golduck, which is actually going to tie into our episode, is from what they call a kappa.
Yes, a kappa.
Kappa, known in Japan. They're considered to be water deities. There are stories, these stories were used to kind of warn kids to stay away from like lakes and streams and rivers and whatnot, and the dangers of that. But here's the most important part, okay, because it ties into our episode. Kappa are known to be mysterious troublemakers, and they similarly how to Golduck acts in this episode. They're also known to try to impress women.
Oh, yeah.
Which ties into our episode today.
It all makes sense now.
So that's pretty much all the fun facts we have for this episode. All right, so let's get into this episode. The episode is called...
I feel like that should be an NSYNC song because, I mean, it's just, we got the two byes, but it doesn't flow. Bye bye side. It doesn't flow because then it doesn't go well. But every time I hear it, I still in my head go, bye 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 bye.
Psyduck.
Someone on the internet somewhere, please make a someone. Cover of Bye Bye Bye. I need this in my life.
That would be amazing.
Psyduck.
It would fit too. Anyways.
Psyduck.
This is why I wanted you on the podcast.
I can't do that. It hurts my voice. I can't do that anymore.
All right, so let's move on. So we start this episode, unlike most episodes, we start with them on Lapras sailing around.
Poor Lapras.
This time around, Ash and company have already landed on the island.
And they're just hanging out, man.
I love it that the narrator says, you know, these guys are an important mission, but they're here relaxing.
Hey, man. You gotta take some time to chill.
Right, and of course we bring up the GS ball again.
Don't remind me of the GS ball, please.
Hashtag GS ball. So everyone's resting, relaxing. You see Misty's playing with Staryu. Playing with Staryu in the water, and Togepi and Pikachu and Psyduck are kind of riding on Lapras a little bit.
Poor Lapras.
And Psyduck has fallen asleep and slowly but surely falls right into the water. And he's floating for a little bit and then kind of sinks into the water. And then we start the episode. So then we smash cut right into Misty kind of panicking about... Oh, sorry. Not Misty... Pikachu and Togepi. Pikachu is panicking because Psyduck is gone.
Togepi is just kind of like, this looks like fun. Looks panic too. Smiling all the way.
So then it doesn't take Misty long to realize that her Psyduck is missing.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then smash cut to a girl.
With crazy blue hair.
She's fishing while her tentacruel is kind of just floating there. You know, relaxing, chillaxing. My question is... wouldn't the tentacruel scare all the fish away?
I mean, I can't lie. If I was a fish, if I was a water Pokemon, I'd be like, nope, tentacruel, I'm going to go the other way now.
I don't know. And she even makes the comment, oh, there's no fish biting today. Well, duh.
This part makes no sense to me. Okay. Are there actually fish in Pokemon World? Or are there just Pokemon in Pokemon World? Because then, would you say, aren't there any water Pokemon biting today?
I don't know. Then out of the water comes Psyduck, and he's splashing around because apparently Psyduck can't swim. So Misty's really worried about Psyduck. She's trying to find him. She's frantic about it. And Tracy, who apparently has a degree in psychology.
Apparently. he's many things, Tracy. He's a man of many hats.
Uh-huh. And he says that Misty is actually loves her Psyduck. And the reason she's so worried about it is because she loves her Psyduck. I can go against.
I wouldn't go against it too. But he says you love him. Like she really emphasizes the love. You love him. Like whoa, Tracy, take it back a notch.
No, we're not in the gold silver years. We're not with Chikorita yet. So.
Hey, do I have a diss with Chikorita, man? Chikorita is my first starter, so you should.
Chica. I'm not talking about all Chikoritas in general, just Ashes.
I mean, listen, everyone thought it was cute when Oshawa was all freaking out over Emolga. So you know what? Let Chikorita freak out over Ash. Whatever. No one complained about Oshawa.
All right. So this girl comes rowing in, and Psyduck has been caught by her tentacruel. Psyduck's tail is glowing.
Which I wonder why it was glowing.
I'm wondering why, too. You'll find out why here in a minute. Well, you'll find out later on. It just kind of disappears. But
yeah.
My theory is it got bitten by a cloister underwater.
I like that. Maybe the shelter thought it was a slowbro, and it was like, I want to be slowbro. I mean, if I was a shoulder, I want to be a Mega Slowbro, because Mega Slowbro is fantastic. Ice cream cone of doom.
So, anyways, they come on the shore, and she introduces herself as Marina.
Da-dum-dum.
Her parents were very, very creative.
Four kids was very, very creative. Thanks, four kids.
And she tells Misty that the reason that her Psyduck's tail is glowing is because he's about to evolve.
And, of course, Misty flips everything. She's so excited.
She flips the table. She flips everything.
She flips the Pokeball. She flips the GS ball, hoping that'll do something to it.
But I will have to say, this kind of reminds me of when I first played Pokemon. Because you know that these rumors flying all around about how specific Pokemon were in the game and how they evolved. And, you know, I think the first one I think I can remember was Gyarados. I think everyone was like, you know, if you train Magikarp to a level whatever, he'll turn into a Gyarados. And a lot of people were like, no, that's not true. And then, of course, you know, we all did it, and boom, there it was. But then you have other things like, hey, you know, if you go to that truck that's right near the SSN, you can catch a Mew.
You strike on it.
If you catch a Massingno, you can get a Mew. And if you have Massingno in your party and you give him a Water Stone, he'll turn into a Pikablue. You know?
Oh, Pikablue.
I think this show is actually very much referencing that.
Oh, I'm sure.
That kind of thing.
Pokemon's always been just full of these theories. I mean, let's face it, we all hold down buttons when we catch a Pokemon and it's shaking.
Down and B.
All the time. LNR. LNR. Right there. Bam.
Down and B since the beginning of time.
Nope, LNR. LNR. And they don't do nothing.
They don't. It's just a placebo.
Nothing.
It's a placebo.
You know what? Almost every time I hit LNR and it works.
All right. So then, of course, at the mention of the fact that Misty is going to have a Golduck soon, both Misty and Marina go total fangirl over the fact that Misty is getting a Golduck. And they both want a Golduck.
Turns out Marina is also a water Pokemon trainer, which I'm all like, yay, water Pokemon.
And they're both fangirls over water Pokemon. And I love they both like find out that they love water Pokemon. And Ash, who is just kind of standing between them, is just like, girls, I'm right. Okay.
Because, you know, if something doesn't revolve around him.
It's true.
Then woe unto us.
So they totally fangirl flail the whole time, and Marina shows off her lures that she has.
Her homemade lures.
Homemade lures. And then Misty, of course, shows the lure that we talked about earlier.
Misty which looks lure.
Just looks like herself. And she calls it her most beautiful lure. I wonder why.
I mean, what's her second most beautiful lure?
It's probably Ash.
No, that's her ugliest lure. That's her ugliest lure, let's be frank. No, I lied. That's her second ugliest. Her first ugliest is a side ugliest.
Oh, wah.
No, I'm not saying this. I love side ugly, but let's be frank here. Misty does not.
All right, so then Marina... so then they're fangirling about water Pokemon. They show off the lures, and then they kind of dream about catching a legendary water Pokemon. And then they talk about Dratini, Dragonite, and Dragonair, which are not water Pokemon. They're dragons.
They said that they live in the water, and it, I mean, I've never heard of them living in water before, so I was like, really?
Yeah, they do. They do. They live near or around water, so that makes sense, but they're not water types specifically.
No, although... So, I don't know. Although when I was a kid, I could have sworn to you Dragonair was a water type, just because, I mean, it's like a sea serpent.
You have to fish for it, so, yeah.
Or, I just went a Dratini in the game corner.
Right.
That's what I did every generation.
I fished for it. Because nope. I'm a guy that fishes for Dratini. I don't know. I was coming up with something funny and then it just didn't.
Anyway. That's okay.
Anyway, we're moving on.
You're a guy who fishes for Dratini.
Marina kind of changes the subject for a bit and asks why Misty Psyduck can't swim. Being a water Pokemon, he should already know how to swim naturally.
You know, there's always one black sheep in the family.
Or black Psyduck. In the family. That would be a cool shiny, though. I'm not going to lie. That would be kind of a cool shiny.
What is Psyduck shiny?
It's green, I believe.
Green, okay, hold on. You keep talking. I'm going to do some research.
All right, she's doing research.
Go, folks. Phone power, go.
And then I love Ash through this whole episode. He just takes advantage of the fact that Misty is just having this hard time with everything. And he kind of just stokes the fire a little bit more and just like, hey, yeah, I've always wondered about that, too. And Tracy kind of joins in. Yeah, what about that Psyduck? Misty kind of plays it off as, oh, this is a rare Pokemon. It doesn't swim because it's a rare Pokemon.
Oh, no, he's blue.
Oh, he's blue?
He's like bright, like eggshell blue.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And then the Golduck is like... Yeah, it has like a purple bill.
Hold on. I'm looking up.
Golduck shiny. So she tries to trade it off for Marina's Tentacruel, which of course Marina doesn't care about doing that. And Marina then suggests to do a Pokemon battle, of course. And as they're about to set up this Pokemon battle, who would appear but none other than Team Rocket in their Magikarp sub?
Okay, pause. Golduck is a slightly darker blue.
A darker blue with a purple bill. Right?
But yeah, with a pink bill and webbing.
Okay.
Magenta bill.
Around there. But anyways, okay, so that's a shiny. All right. So, Jesse is trying to find Ash and Company. Meowth complains that Jesse can't find them. Of course, Jesse finally uses her hair for something.
Hair whip.
And whips Meowth across the face, which apparently makes a bruise on Meowth's face, which, okay... How much hairspray do you have to use to make your hair that hard?
I mean, how much hairspray does she have to use to get it in that shape?
True. This is a true statement. So, after Meowth is all in pain, Jesse, of course I'm getting it mixed up because it's the same voice actress.
Yeah.
Jesse finds them about to start their battle, and so now we go jump right to the battle. So Misty versus Marina. Marina first sends out her Tentacruel, who has already come out. And of course, Misty sends out her Goldeen.
Goldeen?
Goldeen and Tentacruel go at it. And Tentacruel wins. One hit of his giant horn thing. So...
Yeah, what is that thing?
It's a probably a poison stinger, I would assume.
I assume.
I would assume it's a poison stinger. But anyways, Marina mentions that... She likes Pokemon who are both water and some other type. So
dual types.
Tentacruel being water poison. So she likes a lot of dual type water types and stuff, which gives which Ash again explains gives them advantage over just a regular water type.
Right.
So of course my favorite dual type water type has to be Chinchou and Lantern because they're both water electric types.
I don't know if I have an exact favorite dual water type. I'd have to think about that.
Another one would be Mudkip. Yeah, definitely Mudkips. I love Mudkips. Anyways.
You do love your Mudkips?
I do love my Mudkips. Actually, Mudkip's not ground type. It's not until it turns to Swampert, so never mind. There. I fixed it myself. All right, so let's move on.
Kingdra. Kingdra's my favorite dual water type.
Oh, yeah, Water Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool one. All right, so.
Or Mantine. Mantine's also really cool.
Water flying.
Yeah.
Misty summons Staryu. Maria compliments Misty on her Staryu, and they kind of go back and forth for a while, which is, again, they fangirl for a little while, and then Ash butts in and is like, hey, we're in the middle of a battle here.
Yo.
So they start fighting. Staryu beats Tentacruel with one Swift. What? Yep. What? Have you ever beaten any Pokemon with one Swift?
Never in my life.
I mean, unless, it has to be like a level 3 Pokemon against your like level 50 Staryu. Yeah. Anyways, so Maria then pulls out her Psyduck, which somehow beats Staryu very easily with, I'm guessing it's a Mirror Coat? Because...
the light screen. Right. No, that was later in the episode.
Well, because Staryu shoots out a water gun. He uses his psychic abilities, which bounce off and go right back to Staryu.
Oh, it's confusion.
They go bite back to Staryu, and Staryu gets hit and knocked out. Although, I will have to say, it kind of reminds me of Mirror Coat. Of course, I don't think Mirror Coat existed.
No, at it was this confusion. Point yet, it was, so. I remember she said confusion, and I'm like, that's weird use of confusion, but okay.
Staryu's knocked out, and Marina suggests that they should have a Psyduck battle, that her Psyduck should go against.
Psyduck on Psyduck action.
So, Misty agrees. And she throws out an empty Pokeball, which I really think this is kind of padding. I don't know. What did you think? This is kind of a padding?
It was a gag that went wrong to me. I was like...
Because after it happened, like, there's this, like, silence for, like, a little while. And I think even we were, like, silent because we're like, okay, move on.
What? I mean, it was just a gag that didn't make sense to me because Misty is a gym leader. She should know her Pokeballs.
Right, right.
It seemed out of left field and just so out of character, and I was just like, this is really weird.
Well, anyways, so she then yells at Ash to bring her, to go into her bag and get her Psyduck's Pokeball. And I love Ash's, why is she always bossing me around? And goes into the bag. Of course, obviously, all her Pokeballs look the same, so how does he know which Pokeball is Psyduck?
So what she then says, how am I supposed to know?
Right, yeah, he does say, how am I supposed to know what Pokeball your Psyduck's in? It's not like you label these things, and it's not like the manga where you can actually see through the ball and see who was in the Pokeball.
So she says, hey, just throw it at me.
Right, throw my bag at me and I'll get it myself.
And of course, Ash, in a pure feat of skill, sends it to her and it goes right into the ocean.
Right into the ocean.
And towards Misty, being all like, wah, wah. It's like, oh, well, I hope I can find it. Reaches down, of course, pulls out her backpack. But there's a giant blue thing hanging out of it.
Right. Now, my thing is, how didn't her stuff not fall out of her bag? Like, all her Pokeballs fall out of her bag? Because her bag has to be full.
We don't talk about that.
Okay, well, of course, I'm bringing in a new character into the thing. I'm bringing in Why Not? So anytime something doesn't make sense...
Why not?
She pulls out her bag, and then, of course, who comes out of the bag? But Golduck. And she is so excited that her Psyduck has finally evolved into a Golduck.
I mean, literally, she's jumping for joy.
She is jumping, but she has hearts in her eyes. Both her and Marina are so excited at the sight of Golduck. And they call him Cutie, and they're just so excited.
They've never seen something so something in their entire lives. Right.
Misty hugs Golduck, and both girls fangirl flail. That's what I put in my notes. Both girls fangirl flail.
And it's super effective.
And Misty says that no one will ever talk bad about her Golduck now that he evolved.
And of course, she's really the one that was talking the most bad about it. Right. What up, Misty?
Which Ash comments about, which I love that. I love it. It just makes it more real, I think. So as they're fawning over the Golduck, Team Rocket sees the Golduck and has never seen a Golduck ever, which I find highly unlikely. They've never seen a Golduck before. They decide to steal it, even though they have no idea who it is, what it is, what it does. I would figure that they would know all the Pokemon being in Team Rocket.
Well, let's face it. We know they're not the brightest Team Rocket members in the bunch.
This is a true statement. This is a true statement.
We know they failed Pokemon school.
And Jessie failed nursing school, which we find out later.
Well, she failed nursing school because she wasn't a Chansey.
Right. So anyway...
It's like if you went to that Clefairy school in Pokemon Stadium.
Right.
Where to go there. Clefairy, Clefairy.
So anyways, so Psyduck versus Golduck. Psyduck uses confusion to make a giant wave. Golduck surfs on the wave, but then the wave turns into a whirlpool.
In the middle of the air.
In the middle of the air. And then, of course, Team Rocket crashes their giant Magikarp sub on the beach. Pikachu, the only people who know who this is right immediately is Ash and Pikachu.
And Misty and Tracy.
Well, I guess, because Marina does say, who are these people? And, you know, Ash and Pikachu know exactly who it is. Pikachu goes right to action and tries to shoot a lightning bolt at Magikarp. But then, of course, Meowth, who then comments the fact that they had upgraded their Magikarp sub to have electric shielding.
Because that's a thing.
That's a thing. That's a thing. So Team Rocket then shoots out a net, makes a giant wave that washes everyone up on shore, and then shoot out a net at everybody, and then find out that they caught...
Instead of the intended targets, Pikachu and Golduck.
Right, they catch Marina's Tentacruel and Psyduck. And the wave throws Ash and Company up a tree, literally up a tree, and then everyone realizes that Marina's Pokemon have been stolen, and Marina decides to go get them. So she pulls out her Starmie, which is great because I love Starmie. I love seeing Starmie and Staryu. I really love those Pokemon. Starmie comes out and Misty tells Golduck to help out. So Team Rocket is kind of arguing over the fact of who made this stupid plan, why we have these stupid Pokemon. You would think that getting any Pokemon, any at all, would be an accomplishment, but no. Later on, they say these are common Pokemon, which I guess makes sense, because if you've ever surfed in the ocean in any Pokemon game...
Tentacruel everywhere.
So,
But then, the question, if Psyduck is a common Pokemon, how do they not know Golduck?
Right, that's true. This is a true statement. Marina uses her Starmie to get a Pokemon. Team Rocket argues. Golduck appears, giving a thumbs up. So Team Rocket tries to catch it, but Golduck uses Psychic and throws Team Rocket around in the sub. And then he throws the sub onto the beach. And Tentacruel and Psyduck are perfectly okay, but Team Rocket comes crawling out of their sub, pretty much in pain right now. And so Marina runs up to the three of them and tries to get her Pokemon back, but they are stopped by Team Rocket, because they have to start doing their motto. Now, this was Meowth's plan in the beginning, not to start with the motto. Meowth made this decision. He made an executive decision.
He made
a Pokemon executive decision to not do the motto right off. And then, of course, Jesse and James have to do it eventually.
I mean, so, I feel like they would die if they didn't do it.
So they do the motto. My whole time I'm thinking, why didn't Marina go and just get her Pokemon out of the net while they were doing this motto?
Well, I say, well, you know, they raise their people and Pokemon very polite, and even if the baddies are talking, you must listen to them.
Right.
Because not to ignore them would be rude.
So at first, Team Rocket agrees to give Marina back her Pokemon, but then Meowth says, wait a minute, we can use these Pokemon as ransom. Yeah, ransom.
Give it to Meowth, so I'm always thinking about the money.
Right, so they decide to use them as ransom for Pikachu.
Yeah, because Ash is
going to
deal with that.
Yeah. Fork over Pikachu for the two Pokemon.
For this girl he's known for, like, 15 minutes.
Of course, Ash is like, no way, guys.
No way.
I'm not going to do that. Pikachu gets angry and decides to try to do a Thunderbolt, but of course Ash stops him before he does anything, because, of course, if he hits the sub, he also hits the water Pokemon, which are weak against electricity, as we previously stated. Tentacruel and Psyduck can't break out of the net, even though Marina tries to ask them to do that because they're tired from their battle with Misty. So Marina tries to do it on her own, finally. And just as she's about to do it, Jesse calls out her Arbok and tells Arbok to attack Marina.
Arbok!
Which, I have to say, is this the first time that you've ever seen Jesse or James tell a Pokemon to attack a human being?
I can't recall, to be completely honest with right. you.
I need to go back to the Indigo League, but when we do, I'm sure we'll probably see that. But yeah, this is the first time I can remember that it's an actual person. So anyways, Golduck then shoots a water gun at Arbok, sending him flying, and then... Oh, sorry, not yet. Sorry. Golduck saves Marina by hitting Arbok, and then Arbok attacks with the poison sting, but then Arbok uses his psychic... I would say his Psybeam. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to say it's Psybeam.
Okay.
Which sends Arbok flying. And of course, because Arbok is a poison type, it would be super effective. And then Golduck uses a Hyper Beam! To blast off Team Rocket. Which, by the way, Hyper Beam, at the time, was the most powerful move you could teach a Pokemon.
Was the shiz.
Right. And even in the anime, you're like, oh crap, a Hyper Beam, you know? Now it's not so much...
I mean, if you have Return, it's even better, honestly. If it turns out a Pokemon that really knows you really well.
Yeah. Like my Goodra. I should probably give it to my Goodra. She's tight with me.
It works better with the normal because then you get the stab.
That's true. Anyways, so then Golduck hits the sub. The sub blows up. Team Rocket goes flying off. And the sub is in flames. And Marina's all sad. Like, oh crap, what happened to my Pokemon?
Not my water Pokemon.
And then... probably one of the best animation I've seen in the Pokemon anime since probably the movie, the first movie. Golduck, with his eyes glowing, comes out of the flames, protected by his shield, which I'm assuming is Protect, which technically doesn't exist yet. But anyways, well, we'll just...
He's a very special Golduck.
So he comes out of the flames. He has Tentacruel and Psyduck over his head, and he comes out with his eyes glowing. It looks really cool. It looks like something out of a movie. He's walking away from an explosion. It's really, really cool. And, you know, Marina, of course, they're safe and sound, and she's all excited. And then we smash cut right back to Starmie and versus Golduck.
No, it's Psyduck versus Golduck.
No, no, it was Starmie. It was Marina's Starmie versus Misty's Golduck.
Oh, I thought it was Psyduck.
Yeah, so they fight each other.
No, you're right. I think she had the Psyduck out.
Right.
But it was Starmie. You're right.
So they fight each other. Golduck gets some good shots in. Starmie gets some good shots in. And then Golduck does Hyper Beam, which blasts through Starmie's
light screen,
which actually in the game would work because light screen only... Well, no, because light screen does... special attacks, and I guess in Hyper Beam was a special attack.
But it was just so strong.
Right, it broke right through and knocked out Starmie. Of course, Misty wins, and she's all excited. And then she decides to call Golduck back. When she does...
look who's here.
Psyduck comes popping out of his Pokeball.
Psyduck.
And everyone realizes that this Golduck is a wild Golduck. And it's not Misty's Pokemon. Then, as everyone's kind of confused at this point, Golduck sees a bunch of girls walking on the beach and runs up to them and starts flexing for them, which, again, goes back to the whole inspiration for Golduck. That's pretty much the episode. You find out that Golduck was sleeping in his Pokeball the whole time, resting from almost drowning, I guess.
Yeah, and this Golduck just likes the ladies, to which Misty Chagrin is like, just like Brock.
She had a Pokemon version of Brock.
I mean, to me this is kind of weird, because, I mean, it's kind of in the vein of Chikorita and Gold and Silver.
Right.
And the Johto League. It's like... why are you, like, in love with a human? That's not your species. That's weird.
I don't know if he was in love. I think he just liked showing off.
Even showing off to people, even still.
Yeah.
But then again, I once met a gorilla. This is a true story. I went to a zoo back in California, where I'm from. And there was this male gorilla, and all male gorillas, when they're sexually, you know, matured, have stiffer backs.
Uh-huh.
And he was up against the glass wall, and I was there with my three other girlfriends. And he kind of looks at us, and then flexes his muscles and poses.
Ah, okay.
So that's
a thing. I guess so, because, you know, we've got several different cases of this throughout the entire anime.
Chikorita.
Apparently, there are some people that believe that Latias was the one that kissed Ash at the end of Pokemon Heroes.
She doesn't say a word, so we don't know. The
Meloetta shows up in Black and White and kind of has this, like, Florence Nightingale kind of thing for Ash. Because he's saved...
Nightingale?
I forget what it's called.
Florence Nightingale was a nurse. That makes no sense.
Well, no, it is Nightingale, like a syndrome, because she falls in love with him because he's nursing her back to health kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, so then we just see them go off, and Misty kind of yells out, hey, listen, will my Psyduck finally evolve? Oh, we now realize that maybe Marina wasn't telling the truth the whole time, which again ties into the whole whispers around the playground kind of thing, which I kind of wish it, I wonder if that still happens nowadays with Pokemon. I wish I had like a younger kid to talk to that was a Pokemon fan and be like, does this still happen? Like, when you were in preschool and you have your Pokemon friends with you, do you kind of like, you kind of like, you know, if you turn your 3DS upside down, your Inkay will evolve into a Malamar. No, that'll never happen. Yeah, try it. You know, I don't know.
You know, no matter what, we're never going to have another Pika Blue, though.
That's true.
We're never going to have a Pika Blue ever again.
And again, I guess I'm giving free advertisement out to YouTube fans, but there's I've said this before, there's a J-Wits video that talks all about the history of Pika Blue that just came out recently. And, yeah. So they say goodbye to Marina, and that's pretty much it for the episode.
That's it.
All right, so pros and cons, here we go. Why don't you go first this time?
Well, one of the pros of this episode is that it is memorable.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching this episode when I was a kid, because I was around 9 when this came out, and I remember this. So that's one of the pros, because you can't remember every single episode, but there's something about this episode in particular that's very memorable. Maybe it was because we knew Psyduck for so long,
uh-huh.
And so evolution was always kind of exciting, especially in the cartoon, because it never really explained, just all of a sudden your Pokemon changed, and it was weird, but hey,
I have kind of a theory.
You have a theory.
I have a theory.
Is it one of the
It's a game theory. It's a game theory. So I've been playing Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon recently, and in the game you're playing a young Pokemon and you go to a Pokemon school and they have an evolution talk. Which is a little weird. Kind of. I guess it's their version of that, yeah. So in it, they explain how you do evolve. I think Pokemon evolve as they get older. Like, once they reach a specific age, then they evolve.
Well, yeah, that's like the levels, kind of.
Right. However, if they're with a trainer, it's completely different because now they have a companionship with another person. So it kind of speeds up the process. So, you know, maybe a Charmander doesn't evolve to a Charmeleon until he's, like, 30 or 40. I don't know. Okay, or maybe a Pikachu doesn't evolve into a Raichu until, you know, till close to its end of its lifespan.
I mean, it needs a Thunderstone. Though.
Well, maybe a Thunderstone only just it speeds up the process, you know? So that's my theory about evolution in the Pokemon world, is that Pokemon do evolve themselves, but it takes longer. I think that in this one, you know, was Misty's Pokemon Psyduck actually evolving, or did it get just bit by a Shellder, Cloyster on the tail? So we'll never know.
Shellder just wanted to be Mega Slowbro, man. Ice cream comb of doom.
All right, so mine. I loved it because it was a funny episode.
It was funny. It was funny. I have a con with that, but we'll get to that in the cons section.
Okay. I love that it was Misty centric. Again, as I said before, Misty is one of my favorite characters in the anime. I really enjoy her character. I will have to say, even though that this is a Misty-centric episode, the character I love the most through the whole thing is Ash. I just think this is one of his friends, and through the whole thing, he knows that Misty's just having this hard time, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to have fun with this for a little bit. I just kind of enjoy that. I miss Ash's kind of mischievous side. It's gone away. You don't ever see it anymore. Both Ash and Pikachu had this kind of mischievous side. I remember one episode, and I can't remember what it was. There was one episode where Team Rocket got hit somewhere, and then Pikachu just, like, dropped down, and then they're just like, no, and then Pikachu just had this, like, just evil just smile on his face, and he's like, oh, yeah, and just does the Thunderbolt to him. So, I mean, I love that side to both Ash and Pikachu, is that they're kind of mischievous a little bit, and I kind of miss that. They don't do that anymore. They're just kind of straight, you know, hero characters. So I kind of miss that about. But I also like when Misty does the same thing, because Misty does the same thing as well.
Oh, yeah.
When Ash is in hard spots, Misty tends to make fun of him as well. Like when we were talking about Fit to be Tied, Sissy calls Ash a little squirt. You can hear Misty just kind of giggle in the background. And, you know, and Ash is just like, grr, you know. How dare you?
ton.
So I will have to say this probably has some of the best visuals of a lot of the episodes.
Yeah, it was so good. It was very English is hard.
Right,
it
that's okay.
It was a very well animated episode. The animation was excellent.
Right. I think there was very little cuts in this one.
Yeah, there weren't many smash cuts.
There's been a few episodes so far that we've watched where I really believe that they were smashed, they were cut to shreds, because maybe of...
Since we died, it was pretty cut to shreds.
Right. So I think there's a lot of stuff that we missed out on the story, but, you know, whatever. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Marina for a second.
Okay.
I liked Marina only for the fact of she was voiced by one of my favorite voice actresses, Lisa Ortiz. And Lisa, the reason I love Lisa Ortiz so much is because she does the main character in one of my favorite animes, The Slayers. So if you listen to this podcast, you know I love The Slayers. Lisa Ortiz does Lena Inverse, and you can hear it in her voice. In fact, we did a comparison. I brought out Slayers just so that you could hear.
Yeah.
You could hear it, and you could hear it.
Yeah, you can.
You know, and it's like I can hear Lena Inverse. So if I close my eyes, it's not Marina. It's Lena Inverse in the Pokemon world. But I really love Lisa Ortiz. I love her acting. I love when she's played multiple characters throughout Pokemon's history, and I've pointed them out even nowadays. She does a lot of background characters and a lot of, you know, pop up characters and stuff. So I'm always excited to hear. Sometimes you get excited when you hear specific voice actors in anime.
Oh, sure. Whenever I hear Vic Mignogna, I mean, I was a big fan of him when I was in high school with Full Metal Alchemist. So whenever I hear, because he has a very distinctive voice,
right.
Whenever I watching an anime and I hear his voice, I'm like, oh, it's Vic. I know who that is. It's Vic.
And that's why, that's another reason to get you to watch Black and White, because Vic Mignogna is in several of the episodes.
Oh, is he?
Not to mention he's the voice of Keldeo in the Keldeo movie. So, yeah.
You can't see my face right now on podcast, but it's in confusion. Keldeo is a little horse.
Yeah.
And it has like a...
But he's a legendary and legendaries talk.
Well, no, that's fine.
Right.
But he has like a... grown-ass man's voice?
If he does a very low version of Edward's voice.
That's still weird to me.
Yeah, and you should... I'll let you listen to it
before we go. I'll have to watch when I get home, yeah.
All right, so yeah, I just... I really love those two things. Anything else you want to add?
One of my cons, but it was a really funny episode. I feel like... It just seemed a lot of it was out of character for Misty. I think I kind of mentioned this before. I mean, this is a girl. She's a gym leader. And the fact that she, you know, grabbed the wrong Pokeball. She was the butt of all these jokes. And I mean, I don't mind her being the butt of all jokes at all. But I just felt like she was being very out of character for, especially in battling. It was just like, Misty, you know better than these kind of things. Why are they writing you this way for this episode? It's kind of weird.
Right,
it felt like they were specifically making her act this way just to be the butt of Ash's jokes.
Right. Well, let me quote Ash by saying, it's been a long time since she's properly battled, so maybe she was just a little rusty.
Well, excuse you. I know that if I don't play Pokemon for months and I pick it up, I haven't forgotten how to battle.
This is a true statement. All right, so let's go on to our cons.
That was
your con. I felt like this was kind of a throwaway episode, kind of one of those, if you watched it, great, if not...
No, it wasn't important.
No, it wasn't. There was no building, there was no Togepi doing Metronome,
maybe.
There was no...
No, I mean, Marina doesn't even come up in another episode, right?
Yeah, she's one of those characters who pops up and you've never... Even though they say, hey, let's battle again, you never see them again.
Let's face it, like the games where they say, hey, you want to battle me again? I'm like, nope, bye, Mr. Joey, I never need to see you ever again.
So, I don't know. Again, same formula as all the other Pokemon episodes. That's another one of my cons for this. Is just it's the same thing over and over.
It is. A lot of kid shows are.
All right. So let's end the episode. I think even though it was kind of a throwaway episode, and even though it wasn't perfect, I kind of liked it.
You know, it's protected by the nostalgia factor.
Right.
It is
right.
Because I mean, I remember loving that episode as a kid just because I liked all the Misty centric episodes. So because I was a girl and yay Misty. All
right. I love it. Eventually, we'll get into another Misty centric episode a little in the future and. The best part about it is that Misty even does... It's so Misty-centric that she even does the intro to the episode, which I thought was just a perfect little touch. It was just like, this is going to be completely Misty-centric, and since it is, we're going to let her introduce the show.
Misty's large and in charge.
So, Anyways, so thank you so much for joining us here, guys. I hope you guys had fun with this. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's always awesome to be here.
So again, if you want to, please help us out by getting the word out for Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. Put it on your social medias, your Facebooks, your Twitters, your Instagrammies, your whatever, that you love this episode. Make sure if you're listening to this on iTunes that you put a review so that other people can find us. If you're on the website, thearcadearchives.com, again, thearcadearchives.com, or if you're listening to this on YouTube, please make sure you comment below. Let us know what you thought of this episode. I will read these answers on the podcast. So there. So make sure you send me some info. I would love to get to hear what you guys think. Also, don't forget that this is just a mini cast, even though I'm probably a little bit longer than most. This is a mini cast, and this is only one mini cast that we do here on Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. Our other one is Ruby Roundup, which we go over the episodes of Ruby, season volume 3 right now. So make sure you listen to that. And finally, please remember that I have a monthly webcomic called Tales from the Game Grid, a monthly webcomic that you can see here on the Arcade Archives website. Make sure you listen to it. I am very excited to be in my second year of doing this comic, and I hope to get some big announcements coming out there for the comic in the future. So thank you again very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Hey, Arcaders. Well, this is UberNerd527 once again. I just want to real quick just reiterate what I said at the beginning of the podcast. If you would like to join us for the 20th anniversary episode of the podcast that will be out on the 27th, then please make sure you send your interviews to us before February 15th. You can record yourself and then send it to our email, talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. Again, that's talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. Also, and you can find the questions on the site, thearcadearchives.com. Also, please remember, again, we're going to be at Pokemon Day at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles on the 27th as well. So if you're a big Pokemon fan and want to celebrate it and you're in the Orlando area, specifically the Winter Garden area, please join us. It'll be a lot of fun. Both with Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles and Lucky Straw's Boba Tea. And by the way, I wanted to thank both of them real quick for really just heading this all up. And I think this is going to be a really fun event for Pokemon fans. So anyways, our next episode of the Pokemon Rewind podcast is going to go through the 11th episode of the Orange Islands, which is called The Joy of Pokemon. In this episode, the Ash and Company find a Nurse Joy who's a little bit different than most. And we also find a Magikarp that's huge. So, join us for that. I leave you now with a clip from The Joy of Pokemon. Best wishes, everyone.
There's our Pikachu. Maybe we should launch a direct assault and grab it.
Ain't that Chansey?
Yes, that's Chansey. We'll grab that one, too.
Oh, well, whatever plan we use this time, I know we're gonna win.
You seem awfully confident today.
No way we can lose. Not with the secret weapon I came up with this time, Jimmy.
What is that?
Let's get out of here.
Oh, no. Are you all okay?
Yeah, but we're totally trapped, and I bet I know who trapped us.
Magikarp?
That's not a real Magikarp. It's Team Rocket's submarine.
Who's Team Rocket?
Prepare for trouble.
Ahoy!
And make it double, Nurse Joy.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Meow, that's right. Well, it looks like we got us a net gain of 2 Pokemon.
Lucky us.
Thank you for listening to this Arcade Archives Network podcast. If you like this, please go to iTunes and write a review. You can also comment on thearcadearchives.com. Again, that's thearcadearchives.com. You can also go over to our other website, zowiekerpowie.com. Again, zowiekerpowie.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at TalesFTGameGrid. Again, at TalesFTGameGrid. Thank you again so much for joining us here for this Arcade Archives Network podcast, and keep playing like it's 1981.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.